having trouble getting to sleep? A new study finds the more sleepless nights you experience, the greater your risk of ending up in an early grave. Researchers at the University of Arizona analyzed data from a long-running respiratory study. It actually began in 1972, and they learned persistent insomnia, the kind that lasts for 6 years or longer, is linked to a 58% increased risk of early death. It's also linked to higher levels of inflammation in the blood, which is therefore linked to heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, dementia, and depression. The study's published in the American Journal of Medicine. Researchers say it's not the judgment process that's different in people who have autism. Rather, it's the way they collect information. They see faces differently. Researchers from the University of Montreal studied 33 pairs of people with and without autism spectrum disorder. They found those with the disorder had difficulty judging the less pronounced facial features, things that were more subtle. It's hoped that this development will help family, friends, and healthcare workers better understand how those with autism communicate. More evidence of the benefits of full-day kindergarten. U.S. researchers followed almost 1,000 Chicago preschoolers. They found that full-time students had gains in school readiness of 3 to 4 months over their half-day counterparts. Now, full-day students finished better prepared in language, in math, in physical fitness, and also socio and emotional development. Take one and live to the ripe old age of 120. Russian scientists say they've come up with an anti-aging pill. The formula is currently being tested on rats, fish, and dogs. The magic ingredient is an antioxidant that would have an impact on the mitochondria of the cells, the energy-producing part of cells, which actually trigger aging. And 'tis the season to give, so why not give the gift of blood? Tracy McCrae of the Mayo Health Clinic explains.
We often read or hear stories about people who saved a life by pulling someone from a fire or the water or helping at an accident scene. Those people are heroes who were in the right place at the right time. But you can be just as much of a hero and can do it while sitting down watching a movie or reading a book. How? By giving blood at the same time.
There's always someone who needs it. And unfortunately, it's always the sickest of sick person who needs blood. And it's the blood which makes the difference between life and death for them.
Dr. Manish Gandhi says about 3% of those who are eligible donors actually donate. At the same time, the Red Cross estimates that someone needs blood about every 2 seconds.
And 3 lives can be saved for every pint of blood donated.